Things That Won't Survive the Recession. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The worldwide economic slump will hasten the inevitable demise of landline telephones, free tech support, and the once formidable internet company Yahoo, according to ComputerWorld.com writer Mike Elgin. Elgin says movie rental stores will be all but gone when the recession comes to an end.
Essentially, what these rental stores represent is if you look at it in terms of Netflix, you are the mail carrier. You're the delivery agent. You actually have to drive, park, look for the movie, stand in line, pay for it, drive it home. A lot of people are getting used to Netflix and now Blockbuster of getting things by mail. And the other nudge is that increasingly there are many, many options now for downloading DVD quality and even Blu-ray quality movies over the internet. And that's a lot easier. So I'm predicting that by the end of this recession, the old-fashioned way to do things will be to rent discs by mail. The new way to do movie rentals is going to be downloads.
So you believe movie rental stores will go away. And provocatively, you say that half of all retail stores will be gone by the end of this recession. That seems, well, an awfully bleak prediction.
Yes, it does seem like that. And it is a very bad thing for downtowns that are trying to generate lots of foot traffic. And it's a bad thing for a lot of malls. Malls are going to really suffer through this recession simply because the process of buying things over the internet. I mean, remember, everybody was down. All the stores were reporting lower sales, dramatically lower sales in many cases, except who? Except Amazon.com, which had the best holiday season ever. What's happening is that buying things by over the internet using online catalogs, having them delivered by mail, is becoming more mainstream. It's something that people are becoming more familiar with. You know, lots and lots of things that people typically buy online. Bookstores, I think, are going to have a hard time. You know, those are going to suffer in this recession simply because when the times are tough, paying that lease for the physical space, paying the electrical bills and all the things that are associated with a physical brick-and-mortar business are going to be very painful or even something that companies may not be able to afford. So it's really going to accelerate the drive toward online sales.
So physical stores are very much in danger, you think, but you also believe that a lot of technology companies are just going to go under in this recession, and that includes Palm, Yahoo, and you say most companies in Silicon Valley?
That's right. There are thousands of companies in the technology sector that have been built up with the idea that you go out and you get lots of people, you get a lot of subscribers, you get a lot of attention. And then once you get all those people, then you figure out how to monetize it. You do that later. Well, that whole scenario is going to be extraordinarily difficult in a recession climate when investment dollars are dried up. What does that do to all these companies in Silicon Valley, especially internet-based Web 2.0 type companies? Well, they're going to be in trouble.
Mike Elgin writes for ComputerWorld.com. He thinks the recession will also put an end to satellite radio, the company Palm, and Wi-Fi you have to pay for, except on airplanes. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.